Welcome to the deep dive.
Okay, so you know that feeling, right? You're good at what you do, maybe even thinking about breaking free from the whole corporate thing.
Yeah.
But then the job search just feels like, ugh, like shouting into the void, sending resumes out, hearing nothing back. It's tough.
It really is, and it's super common. What's really fascinating, though, is why. Why do so many talented, experienced people get stuck there?
Instead of, like, creating their own thing.
Exactly. Instead of being more proactive, more, well, entrepreneurial about finding work.
Right. And that's exactly what we're going to dig into today. We're looking at Art Munoz's Revenue Like Clockwork newsletter. He's identified these seven psychological barriers, basically. Things that stop smart people, maybe people listening right now, from taking that leap.
Yeah, from shifting to finding work on their own terms, not just waiting for a job offer.
And Munoz has background here, right? Didn't he write a book years ago for grads?
He did. Here's my degree. Where's my job?
Mm-hmm.
And what he noticed back then with new graduates, he sees again now with seasoned professionals. Well, even when you show them clear strategies for, you know, creating their own income, finding their own projects, many still gravitate towards that idea of corporate security.
Even when that security feels kind of shaky these days.
Precisely. It's this default setting.
Yeah.
And he sees a direct parallel. It's less about the how-to and more about the mindset.
Okay, so this isn't just about tweaking your resume. It's deeper.
Much deeper.
Hmm.
It's a fundamental shift from reacting, applying for jobs, to proactively creating, finding problems to solve.
Got it. So let's break down these seven barriers he talks about. Number one, fear of uncertainty feels safer than action. Let's unpack that.
Okay, so the core idea here is that the known, even if it's not great, feels less scary than the unknown. Corporate life, you know, it has a structure.
Right. Predictable rhythms, even if you don't like them.
Exactly. And solopreneurship, that can feel like jumping off a cliff. So people stick with the familiar discomfort. It's kind of like loss aversion, you know?
Yeah. Fearing what you might lose more than desiring what you could gain.
Precisely. Even if what you're losing is just the idea of a stable job. Munoz really flips this, asking what you're actually losing by staying put.
That's a good point, because, I mean, how certain is the traditional job market anyway? Layoffs, restructuring, that security can vanish pretty fast.
Totally. And the cost of being unemployed financially and emotionally, it's huge. Munoz argues the real uncertainty is often in the traditional path.
So his counter is, what, build your uncertainty?
Kind of, yeah. By finding problems you can solve, by offering your skills directly, you start building your own foundation. You're more in control.
It's interesting because, you know, most of us are probably a bit risk averse. Giving up that paycheck is scary stuff.
Of course.
But he flips it. He talks about the risks solopreneurs see on our side, like stagnation, lack of control, missing out on meaningful stuff. That's a perspective shift.
It really is. We focus so much on the risks of leaving, we forget the risks of staying stuck. Sometimes the known discomfort is just easier to handle moment to moment than the unknown possibility.
Okay. Powerful stuff. Let's move to barrier number two. Self-doubt keeps you stuck.
Oh, boy. I think everyone relates to this one. That little voice.
Yeah, I'm not good enough voice, or I'm not cut out for this entrepreneurial stuff.
Yeah. Imposter syndrome, basically.
Absolutely. It's a killer. But Munoz challenges this directly.
Yeah.
He asks you to, like, look back. Have you led a project, solved a tough problem, given a presentation that landed well?
Probably, yeah. Most professionals have.
Right. So you have evidence. You've done things that require initiative, problem solving, basically entrepreneurial skills. Maybe it's a bit like that Dunning-Kruger thing.
Where competence can lead to underestimating yourself.
Exactly. That doubt might actually signal you are capable. You just don't see it.
So acting like an entrepreneur isn't about becoming Steve Jobs overnight.
Not at all. It's about seeing your skills not just as job tasks, but as valuable assets, solutions you can offer.
The reframing your capabilities.
Yes. And also reframing setbacks.
Yeah.
In corporate life, a mistake can feel huge, right? Career limiting, maybe? Mm.
But Munoz says, in the entrepreneurial world, mistakes are, well, they're learning opportunities, data points, chances to pivot and get better.
He asks why this can't be the next pickle you work yourself out of, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like all the other challenges you've navigated in your career. Why is this one different?
Love that. Okay, barrier three. Rejection hurts, so you avoid it. Ugh. Job search rejection is brutal. It really knocks you down.
It does. And because it hurts, we naturally tend to avoid situations where it might happen again, which obviously makes putting yourself out there as a freelancer really hard.
Munoz has a different take on rejection in the entrepreneurial space.
He does. He argues it's not the end of the line. It's often the start of a better conversation. It's feedback.
How so? A no is still a no, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but unlike a job interview rejection, which often feels final and, like, personal,
cool.
A no in a business context can tell you a lot. Maybe your pitch was off. Maybe the timing isn't right. Maybe they're not the right client. It helps you refine things.
So it's more iterative, less all or nothing.
Exactly. It's data.
Yeah.
And sometimes, honestly, a no is good. It stops you from taking on something that's a bad fit, saves you time and energy.
Right. Protects you from making a mistake. Okay, that's a healthier way to look at it. Barrier 4, corporate identity feels safe. This one hits home for a lot of people. Your title, your company, it becomes part of who you are.
It's a huge anchor.
Yeah.
It gives you status, a simple answer to, what do you do? It feels solid.
What Munoz questions that, right?
Yeah, he asks you to reflect, is that title serving you? Or are you kind of serving the title? Is this actually limiting how you see yourself and what's possible?
Oof. That's a tough question. Am I letting my title define my potential?
Precisely. Because your actual skills, your passions, they go way beyond one job description.
Mm.
He frames solopreneurship as a chance to reclaim that individual identity.
To be more than just a cog in the machine.
Exactly. To be valued for you, not just your role.
Makes sense. Okay, barrier 5. Social pressure holds you back. This is about worrying what other people will think, right? Family, friends, old colleagues.
Yeah, the fear of judgment. Why are you leaving that good job? Isn't that risky? There's this societal idea that the corporate ladder is the right path.
And stepping off, it feels like failure, maybe? Or just weird?
It can feel that way.
Yeah.
Munoz offers reassurance. He says, look, the people who truly matter will respect you for pursuing something meaningful, even if they don't totally get it at first.
And he connects it to expertise, too, doesn't he?
He does. He points out that as you niche down as a solopreneur, you become an expert in that area.
Mm-hmm.
People in your circle probably know less about it than you do.
So it's like the expertise you already have just redirected.
Pretty much. You're mm-hmm. choosing your subject matter. You're building deep knowledge in something you care about, not just what the company needs. You're the expert in your chosen field.
Okay. Barrier 6. Burnout clouds your vision. Yes. If you're just totally drained from the corporate world, the idea of starting something new feels impossible.
It really does. You have zero energy reserves.
Mm-hmm.
Starting something seems like climbing Everest.
So how do you get past that?
Well, Munoz offers something kind of counterintuitive. He suggests that doing work aligned with your values can actually be an antidote to burnout.
Hmm. So instead of more draining work, it's energizing work.
Potentially, yes. Because solopreneurship often forces you to think hard about what truly matters to you. Autonomy, creativity, impact, whatever it is.
And then you build your work around those things.
Exactly. You structure things to honor those core values, fulfilling needs that a rigid corporate job often can't. It taps into something deeper.
And presumably you have more control to, like, step back if you feel burnout creeping in again.
That's a huge part of it. More freedom to pivot, adjust your workload, change in direction. Unlike being stuck on a predetermined corporate track, he even questions the whole chronological resume standard. Why stick to that rigid path?
Good point. Okay, last one, barrier 7. You're waiting for the perfect moment. Oh, I'll do it when, excuse.
We've all been there. When the kids are older, when I have more saved up, when the market settles down.
Yeah, waiting for everything to be perfectly aligned.
But Munoz is pretty blunt about this one. He basically says, the perfect moment is never going to arrive. Just stop waiting.
Huh, no sugarcoating there.
Nope. Because progress, real change, always involves starting before you feel 100% ready. It requires action despite uncertainty.
Trying, learning, adjusting, yeah. Not waiting for perfection.
Exactly. The willingness to try and iterate is key, not waiting for some mythical ideal condition.
Okay, so those are the 7 barriers, big hurdles. Now, how do we actually break free? Munoz talks about this entrepreneurial alternative to job hunting. What does that look like?
The core shift is this. Stop hunting for jobs, start looking for work.
Okay, explain that difference, looking for work.
It means actively looking for problems you can solve, for needs you can meet with your skills, not just passively waiting for a job description that fits.
So being way more proactive and targeted.
Yes. Instead of just blasting resumes, you identify companies or people who have challenges you're equipped to handle.
And then what? You just pitch them.
Essentially, yeah. You propose solutions, not just apply for positions. You ask for discovery meetings to understand their issues, not just hope for an interview.
Trying to find where there's a real need and, crucially, a budget to solve it.
Exactly. It shifts the whole dynamic. It becomes a conversation between equals exploring a potential fit.
Not like an interrogation, which interviews can sometimes feel like.
Right. It's collaborative. Yeah. You're approaching it like an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Identifying a market need, crafting your pitch, building a relationship.
And the result is you're not just another resume.
You're a problem solver.
Yeah.
A resource.
Yeah.
A trusted expert they want to talk to because you might have the answer they need.
That feels so much more empowering. And this connects to his idea about laughter, right? Aren't you overdue laughing at your job search struggles?
Yes. That's the payoff, in a way. When you make this mindset shift, when you move from passive job seeker to proactive value creator, those old struggles, the unanswered emails, the rejections, they start to seem, kind of absurd, almost funny.
Why funny? Because you're not playing that game anymore.
Exactly. You've changed the rule. You're not waiting to be picked. You're creating opportunities. Resumes, cover letters, HR screening. A lot of that just becomes irrelevant.
Because you're operating differently, focused on direct value.
Right. So the core issue wasn't the system itself, necessarily, but the limiting beliefs, those seven barriers that kept you stuck, playing by its rules.
Got it. So for everyone listening, we've laid out these barriers, this alternative approach. What's the final thought here?
Well, Minos puts the choice pretty clearly. You can keep chasing job titles, keep playing the old game, and, potentially keep feeling frustrated.
Cry, as he puts it sometimes.
Right. Or you can shift your mindset, start creating your own opportunities based on the value you offer.
And laugh.
And eventually, look back and laugh at the old way of doing things because you've moved beyond it.
That ability to laugh really signifies taking back control, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You're not a victim of the market anymore. You're an active participant shaping your own path. The old struggles seem funny because that mindset feels so distant now.
So the question for everyone listening is, which path feels more aligned with what you actually want? More control, more fulfillment.
Yeah. And maybe think, what's one tiny thing you could do, like today or tomorrow, to start shifting from just seeking a job to creating value?
Maybe reaching out to someone not to ask for a job, but to ask about a challenge they're facing, offer an insight.
That's a perfect example, a small proactive step. And hey, if this resonates, maybe check out Munoz's newsletter for more guidance on making that shift. It could be a really helpful resource.